of course, we've put them in this table. So let's see. Physics, LRNs, phonons. This is the table, and at the top, there's a this is the one-dimensional linear chain. This is the equations of motion, and then there are the eigenfunction solutions. You take the eigenfunction solutions, you put them in the equations of motion, it gives you the dispersion relationship. From the dispersion relationship, you can calculate the density of states, and from there, you can get any of the thermodynamic properties. So we've got the energy spectral density, the internal energy, the Helmholtz free energy, the entropy and the specific heat in this. And then the next two columns, these two columns are the Einstein model and the Debye model. So for these, there's no equations of motion. They jumped to basically the dispersion relationship and the density of states. So really these, in these two more historical models, Einstein said that the density of states looked like a delta function, and Debye said it grows like this problem of the wave equation until a certain frequency, and then it just jumps to zero. And you can calculate from that the different properties. And after this energy spectral density, they start to look not so bad. So this is the internal energy in these two models. This is the free energy, the entropy, and the specific heat. I didn't want to do that. Right. And so then there's we can go further, and we have this linear chain with two masses, and then simple cubic, body-centered cubic, and face-centered cubic, and the last one I think I have is a hexagonal. So hexagonal, this is not just hexagonal, this is a hexagonal close pack, and this is the only one which has got two atoms per basis in the table, because HCP is got a Bravais lattice, which is hexagonal. So a hexagonal Bravais lattice, you draw a hexagon, and then there's straight lines up to another hexagon, that's the Bravais lattice. But HCP has another atom right in the middle there, so there are two atoms in the basis, and you copy these two atoms on a hexagonal Bravais lattice. And that gives an acoustic mode and an optical mode. And so you have to click on this, I think, to get a PDF file that you can zoom in and find out what the dispersion relationship looks like. Okay. So if I go over to the left here, in this column, there are buttons to calculate our favorite quantities. So I go to the specific heat button, and it explains how you can calculate the specific heat just knowing the density of states. So this is the formula for the specific heat. And at the bottom of this one on the phonons page, there are a bunch of buttons for different density of states. So in an Einstein model, it just gives this delta function density of states, and then you can use it to calculate the specific heat. In the Debye model, it grows quadratically until a certain frequency, and then you press this button and it gives it does it automatically, I think. And then we can look through, this was the nearest neighbor BCC model, this is FCC, and then a few FCC metals look almost the same. I go back to, this is BCC, and this is iron, which is BCC, tantalum, and tungsten. They don't all look quite the same as much as the FCC ones, but with BCC we saw we needed to include the spring constants to the nearest neighbors and the next nearest neighbors, and that makes the density of states look a little bit different. Here at the end I've got a few materials where there's a band gap. So these are the acoustic modes, and there's a band gap. and these are the optical modes. And then our routine just numerically integrates this and calculates the corresponding specific heat. Aluminum nitride also has this. These are the acoustic modes. These are the optical modes. The area under the acoustic mode should be the same as the area under the optical modes. There's a band gap here, and then you do the numerical integration over the density of states, and it gives you the specific heat. Okay, so this tells us how to calculate all of these properties